Welcome back, everyone. It's been a long time, but we're starting this thing back up. And today we have a special guest joining us for the podcast today, Mario. Welcome, Mario. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys more than you appreciate me.
Yeah.
It means a lot. I don't know how you could do that.
Yeah, it's honestly hard.
All right, so today we're just gonna talk about running and a few things that Mario's got going on, along with a few things that Runorama has planned for the future. All right, well, let's take it.
Okay, well, we got the Chandler invite coming up on Saturday. All three of You just heard before we started this, not all three of us will be racing this. It'll be me and Mario, and then Jason has a fun little meet in the middle of nowhere.
Whoa, I'm not even racing, homie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got bronchitis, so like my lungs are just a little bit broken now.
Just a little bit?
Shoot.
Yeah. I remember you telling me.
Yeah, no, so I won't even be at the Chandler invite. My team's going to a meet in Flagstaff. I don't remember what it's called, but it's like at Buffalo Park. And then, so I'll be there on Saturday, but I won't be racing. I'll just be watching and hanging out with people.
That's still fun.
Yeah.
When's your racing season going to start?
So I'm thinking of skipping next week too. And then I'll probably start up in California at Woodbridge.
Oh, that's cool. Sick. Your team's going to Woodbridge?
Yeah.
That's pretty fun. Any other meets you're looking forward to?
I mean, honestly, Twilight and then Districts. And I mean, Districts is like something cool, but I kind of don't like our course. It's just like big pebbles and it's really bad.
Oh, you should see our District course. It's that Freestone, worst thing ever.
What? That's not that bad. No, ours is like, dude, I'm not even joking. It's like maybe hand sized pebbles the whole way. And then wearing flats, like with the like little carbon fiber thing in it, literally just twist your ankle the whole time. It's terrible.
Dude, I remember you showing me those spikes you showed me, and they were torn apart, and you had to like tape them together. I was like, that looks off. Like, you paid probably like $200 for those things.
No, yeah,
Some of those Nike flats, dude, they're just stupid.
I have the like cross country ones. Those ones are like good. Like I do a bunch of workouts in those and those are fine. But like the actual spikes themselves got trashed.
Yeah.
And like, dude, there was this one race. I don't remember what it was called, but I had like just gotten like my second vaccine or whatever. So I was like already kind of like trashed because it was like the day after. And so I went in like already feeling kind of bad. But like, so I was in a 2 mile, I think it's like the first 2 mile of the season. And then I'm like, I think it was like exactly halfway in. This kid steps on me, takes out maybe like a quarter of an inch of foam off of the bottom of my spike. And then he fell. I look back and I'm like, oh, okay. He's just going to get up. Homie comes up to me after the race, says sorry, and like shows me his finger and it's just broken, bleeding everywhere.
What? Dude,
yeah,
goodness.
I mean, that's got to be a story. Like, how do you break your finger in a track race?
I mean, there's definitely ways. That is actually weird.
Yeah,
the only weirdest thing I've happened to me is like losing my shoe for a whole race. But
how's that happen, bro?
My teammate and I tripped at the beginning of a race and then like we tripped over each other and then like he stepped on my shoe and then it was like on my heel, but I couldn't get it back on and I wasn't just going to stop. So then I just like kicked my shoe out and then like ran the whole race without a shoe.
King status.
That worked. Honestly.
I suggest, I mean, if you want to do it. It's fun.
My old coach from Chandler, or the assistant coach, Brandon Montoya, he raced, I think it was his junior and senior year,
Yeah.
His spike came off both ears and he still won state.
Huh.
But it was like back to back. They both fell off. And I'm like,
that's weird. That is weird. Yeah. What shoes are you guys going with for cross country this year?
I got the Nike Victory Spike or flats.
Okay.
Just the cross country ones. Yeah. Those are pretty good.
Yeah.
Nike Victory 5s got the spikes because I don't know, bro. I just get the spikes in everything I do. So I kind of like them a lot. I got to try them out today. Do some 200s, bro. I feel so good. Like, that's I am good. Ready for Saturday.
That's good, dude. Yeah, I feel like that's what everyone's going with. No, not even joking. I ask, like, every runner I know, and they're all wearing those. So
half of them wearing waffles, too.
Dude, I don't know why people choose. Wait, Mario, do you have the waffles?
Yeah, I just have the regular ones. I thought we weren't allowed to use spikes.
Dude, I use spikes. No, but I just find no purpose in getting the waffles because they're the same price, same exact shoe.
True.
They just don't have the spike holes in them. It's like there's.
Yeah.
You may as well just get them and then just put like studs or like no spikes at all.
True.
It just has like a different grip at the bottom. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think it is a little different.
Like a tiny bit different.
Yeah, but I still prefer the spikes. Just because I haven't, like, that's the only shoes I've worn.
Yeah. What color did you get?
I got the shiny green or, like, yellow green.
Oh, cool.
Dude, they like, blind everyone. I can't wait for them.
That's, well, no one's going to be able to see them anyway, so.
Yeah, I know, right?
Hopefully.
Too speedy, yeah?
No one better be able to see them. Who's in that race? We should run down.
For Chandler?
Yeah.
For Chandler, I think it's going to be me, Jordan. So, and then I thought you and Noah from Red Mountain were going to be in it, but I guess not. And then, but Noah Plaza is going to be in it too. So it should be a pretty fun race. I think it's going to come down to a kick.
Watch out for DeAndre. He goes to Chandler. That guy's low-key been pretty speedy.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude. Wait, well, I mean, Noah might still be going to Chandler. I don't know why. She just, because the meet that I'm going to is in Prescott. It's not for another, like, 2 weeks. But the one this week is just, like, a dual meet at my school.
That's going to be fun.
So we're skipping out Chandler for that. I guess. I don't know. It's so fun, though, you know, some team bonding.
Team bonding.
It's against, like, Deer Valley and Horizon.
Deer Valley?
Yeah. They're fastest. I think the fastest dude on both those teams is like a 17-10.
Yeah, I don't think Deer Valley really has anyone this year. I think they have like maybe one guy because Randy is gone now.
Well, yeah, Randy was the only one carrying their team.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the only way people know about Deer Valley is because of Randy. But,
yeah.
And then Horizon doesn't really have many.
I think Horizon had that, like, there's this really tall dude that they had, and I think he was kind of fast.
I mean, he runs, like, a 17-20, so. No. I don't know.
Who knows?
Not fast enough.
Not fast enough.
I can't be trashing. I think my PR is technically, like, literally 17:30.
Hey!
They're not going for the boys, bro.
It's pretty bad. I was like injured all the season. Now I got bronchitis and my lungs are a little broken. Cross country is just not it for me, honestly.
I know. It never treats you good ever.
Dude, it's just no fun.
Oh, dude. Well, it's coming quick, so it's already here.
Legit less than 2 days, bro.
Yeah.
Scary.
No, I think I just got to be ready for the end of the season, really.
Yeah.
And honestly, you could just use cross country as like a strength building, like part of your training session, and just go on the track with that strength you have from cross country.
It makes track so much like easier, almost. Yeah. It makes it feel way easier. Because like we'll do our interval workouts on like a baseball course, like, or it's like around baseball fields, and it's like a rocky dirt path, but there's like hills too, So it's nice to run on that rather than the track, because if I did intervals on the track, I mean, I don't know if it's different for other people, but for me, when I do intervals on a track and then you go race on a course like Fountain Hills, like, I don't know, it's totally different. But then when we get to do our intervals on that rocky path, then it makes like Fountain Hills almost just seem as easy of a terrain as where I normally do my workouts. So it's nice to have a, unless, like, what do you guys think? What do you guys like train? What do you do your interval training on?
I mean,
we had this little loop at Greeston. Sorry. No, I kind of cut you off.
No, you're good. Continue.
All right. Well, we do intervals at Freestone, so we'll go up hills and around everywhere. And sometimes on our easy day, we'll take some hills, or you know, we'll do intervals.
Yeah.
On a grass field, or yeah, it's kind of fun. I mean, off the track, it's great.
Mm-hmm. I know. I ran on the track for the first time in like literally since state. For like a couple weeks ago, and it was so, I was like, yeah, I could still wait a little bit before track. I'm like, I don't know, dude, tracks are not my thing.
Wait.
I don't like running in circles.
No, I mean, I like running on the track, honestly. Like, I kind of like doing a lot of like speed stuff, but they're in cross country for the most part. Like, most of my like intervals and stuff aren't really on the track, not towards like the end of the season. I like doing like big fartlek sessions, like just in grass, like at a park or something. And then there's this one hill that's like 2 miles from my school. So we just warm up there, and it's like, I think it's like half a mile of just a hill. And then we do like quarter mile repeats on that. So that's always pretty fun.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Where do you guys think NXR is going to be?
At the regular park, it should be. I think it has to be at there. Yeah.
I don't know. I was trying to think. I was talking with my friend, and I was like, dude, what if we could have it on like a PGA golf course? Like where there's like a huge like stand, and then like there's a bunch of people sitting in there. Dude, that would be sick.
That would be kind
of. I mean, have you seen the NXR line, bro? Everyone packs up that thing for like a whole quarter mile.
Yeah, but imagine like a PGA golf course, dude, like where there's an actual, like, man, like people are, like, thousands of people are just sitting in there. Obviously, that would never happen. But, you know.
All the spikes that would absolutely destroy that course, bro. They'd be so mad.
That course would be gone. They would have to redo them.
Yeah.
But I've heard, like, it's going to be at Lynx Golf Course, too, so I don't know.
Maybe.
I was talking to the Milesplit guy the other day, and he said it should be at the regular spot.
At the Casa Grande, like sports.
Yeah, Casa Grande.
Okay.
Yeah.
That one's not that bad, honestly.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want it back, bro. I need that. I like that course.
Bro, the only thing that sucks is that like one dip, kind of like when you're going towards this like last 150 meters or whatever.
That sucks. Yeah.
That's the best part. Get that dip.
You got to look at like as it like that's your one spot to like pass a bunch of people.
That's your go zone, bro.
Yeah, that's where you gotta get everybody.
I got messed up knees, guys. It's just my knees.
are your legs just gonna fall off?
Dude, I'm like actually decaying a little. My knees. I hit that hill and I'm like literally my knees just stopped working and I'm gone.
Yeah. This kid's going to be in a wheelchair by 20.
Literally, dude.
By next year, you mean?
Yeah.
Next year? Nah, bro.
You better not be. You better be breaking 4 minutes a mile.
All right, I'll do it.
Easy claps confirmed.
Easy stuff.
Yeah.
You got any plans of breaking four, Jason?
Any what?
Any plans on breaking four?
I don't know right now, dude. I'm just focused on cross country right now. I just got to focus on, you know, the 14. Sorry. I shouldn't be saying this.
I mean, what's she going to say?
It's classified. I can't say.
I mean, bro, come on. He's going to run 13:20 this year.
Yeah, at least. It should be a little faster than that. But.
And, like, not even on the roads or the track. Like, literally up a mountain. I think up Mount Everest, he's an easy 13:20.
At least.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I'm, go to Mount Everest, if I'm like, if I jump off of Mount Everest, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, but, I mean, honestly, I'm probably only going to race, like, 4 or 5 meets, maybe. I'm probably going to do Woodbridge, Twilight, and then we have the O'Connor invite, districts, sectionals, and then state. Oh, and then there's NXR. So that'll be kind of fun.
I would have been more excited for Twilight if it was at the Grand place, but it's not, so.
Yeah. But guess what? It's combined this year again, so it'll be the in-state and out-of-state all in the sweepstakes race.
That's good. But who's going?
I can pull up the teams real fast.
Yeah, if you want. I mean, I don't know. I know Newberry Park's not going because I thought they were going to, but they're not.
But you have all the Arizona teams that go. And then you have from Colorado, you have Niwot, who's pretty good, and then a bunch of other schools. I don't really know what's good. You have IMG Academy coming from Florida. They're all fancied up. You got a few teams from New Mexico. You got the El Paso team from Texas. There's like 18 teams. Don't talk about the one that was like that. I think they got second last year.
Hmm. And bro, the El Paso team's going to be hard.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Because that's where I go, like, over the summers and stuff, because, like, that's, like, where I was born and stuff. And, like, every once in a while, I'll see those boys, like, on a run and stuff, and I'll just kind of give them a little wave and just continue with my day. It was funny. I don't remember what race it was. I think it might have been, like, NXR or something. But, like, their coaches were just yelling at them in Spanish and, like, cussing at them in Spanish and stuff. It was so funny.
Oh. Yeah. Dude, Terrence, how does it feel to be number one?
I like it. Like, I'm honored. I think it's sick. But I feel like we still got to wait for their first meet, dog. That's just there's preseason ranking.
There's a week, dude. Yeah.
Sure. Like, if Noah That's Jordan cool. beats me, I'm going to get just, like, clowned on. Not really, but it'd be pretty funny.
Is he ranked? What is he ranked? Second? No.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. He is?
Yeah, it goes me, Jordan, Merrick, and then Noah Tchaikovsky.
All right. D2 is way too good.
Yeah, what's up D2 with that?
This game.
It's a little out. It kind of outweighs, you know. Like, how much does D2 take up of the top 15?
Probably half, I think. Because you have me, Javi, you, Noah Plaza, and then a few other people.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun year.
It's going to be really fun.
All right, what are you guys trying to go for, like, time-wise?
I can't tell you. Oh, I'm just kidding. Fast. I'm just kidding.
You sure?
14:30.
Yeah, is that the goal this year?
Oh, that's happening, dude.
I see. I want to see it, bro. I want to see it.
Me too.
I mean,
do you have a time goal? Are you just going?
I think I'm just going, honestly. I mean, if I had to set a goal, probably in the 14:40. Just as fast as I can get, honestly. But, like, I'm feeling pretty good. I feel like I can crank out a good time. Maybe not sub-15 yet, but something. And I haven't done, like, much speed work, so.
That's what I'm saying.
Just watch the improvement, bro. The improvement's going to be insane.
That's what I said. No, who did I tell it? I don't know if I said that to you or Mario, but I was like, you know, the first half of the season is going to be, like, rough. No, I said that. No, I said that. I don't know who I said that to, but, yeah, I was like, it'll be rough, but second half. We'll be soaring, you know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Time-wise this year, like, I don't know. Like, cross country is looking on my thing. Anything over a mile, I'm just kind of trash at. But
maybe you can change that, dude.
Maybe I'll go for a school record, 1540.
I think the
school record right now is like 1541.7 or something.
Oh, yeah. So, yo, you got that.
Yeah, maybe just small school record. But then also the other guy, the number one guy on our team, is like 11th preseason or something. Noah Fleming.
Oh, really?
He's pretty fast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know.
Alessandro McCarter? Or no? Okay, never mind.
Noah Fleming.
Yeah.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's like really long hair.
I don't know.
He's more of a distance guy there.
Yeah.
Like 2 mile and up, really. And like, we're like even-ish in the mile.
Yeah. That's cool.
But nah, I mean, 1540s wouldn't be that bad. I think I should be at that.
That's pretty insane, bro.
Isn't that like five flats or something?
It's like 505, 510. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
It's like a 512. That's specific, but.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's like a 503 specific.
No, it's not.
Nah. It's like,
a five flat's like a 1530, right? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that would make sense then. Dude, I just I just go by K's at this point, honestly. It makes it so much easier.
Really?
Because you can't, like, assume how long it's going to take you to run that last point one, but, like, if you just do it by K's, it makes it easier. Like, if you say 5 minute mile, I don't know. It makes, like, because then you're like 5, 10, 15, and then you don't know what the last point one is. But if you just say 3 minutes per K, that's a 15 flat. I don't know. It just makes it easier.
True. Yeah. It turns out it is 5 flat. It's like 5 flat 0.8 per mile. And then 37 seconds for like the last 200.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Typically, you'll do it faster than that. But
yeah. Dude, literally, I didn't even break 10:10 in the freaking 2 mile during track. I'm actually so bad at it. I'd go out really fast and then just die.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, that's the motto, bro. That's all I do.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Go fast.
Talk about the state 1600, bro. Let's go out in 2 flat and then who wants to die? I'm in.
When you got Dayton Carlson, that's what you're asking for.
Yeah, I know.
Let's go out in 2 flat and die.
Bro, Dayton is something else.
We actually started pretty conservative. The 2 mile start was pretty conservative, and then the second mile was just stupid.
It was fun. It was fun. I liked it. That was probably my favorite race at state, other than the 800. Like, that 32 was fun.
By the 800, I was kind of just like, I just got to run this. I don't know what. I just got to do it.
Dude, I think the 800 might be my favorite event, not gonna lie.
Yeah. Are you gonna try breaking four turns?
I mean, it's a goal in the head. I think I can do it.
Of course.
But every high schooler wants to do it, right?
Yeah. Just become Hobbs Kessler, honestly. Just go straight pro.
Dude, yeah, let me just run at 330.
Stupid. See Reinhardt going to Oregon.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
And his teammate too, right?
I don't know.
Actually?
I think his teammate's also going.
So stupid.
What do you mean, bro?
I don't know. Oregon gets everybody, dude.
Because it's Oregon. Yeah.
Exactly.
What do you expect?
Bro,
where do you guys want to go to, like, school?
I mean, obviously, Oregon would be cool, but, you know.
Yeah. No, I kind of want to go to Colorado.
Yeah. Colorado. I did Colorado.
Yeah, me and Ava want to go there.
That'd be sick, bro.
And then I'm honestly thinking about Ole Miss, but then, like, kind of also think about how it's in Mississippi.
Yeah, but, I mean, If it's worth it, it's worth it. Like, Ole Miss is a great school.
Oh, yeah. Ole Miss really popped off this year.
That's what I'm saying.
Mario Garcia, I mean, Romo, that guy's my idol.
Oh. Yo, what do y'all think about Craig retiring? Not retiring, not official, but...
Thinking about it. Yeah, kind of sad.
Might cry.
Yeah, I honestly just teared up a little bit. Once I heard it, it's like, dude, who wants to go to school? Come on now.
Exactly. No, that's cool. You know, that's kind of what like every runner does, right? It doesn't really last that long. You'll be in your like 30s, and if you're lucky, you can go to the marathon. But
you think anyone else is gonna break too, like anytime soon, like within like maybe the next 2 years?
Break what?
Break two in the marathon.
Oh. I feel like in the next few years, if we have like major shoe advancements like we have been, yeah, I feel like it wouldn't be that hard. But it definitely still takes an incredible amount of strength and willpower to get there, because yeah, I don't think anyone's come close. I mean, Bekele, you think he can run it?
I mean, I think so. Like, he wants to go for the world record and stuff too, but he's been like on and off for a while. But I mean, I think if anyone else could do it, I think it'd definitely be him. Isn't he like a second off of the world record or something?
Yeah, he's 2 seconds off.
Yeah. I think it would be him.
I think so too, but like his last races, like he just drops out. Like, yeah, you don't really know what happens. He's just like, he's not feeling it.
I think he's had like calf problems and stuff.
Yeah.
I think he dropped out of like Berlin when it was gonna be him and Kipchoge.
Dude, that was the saddest moment of my life. I swear, I was looking for that race for so long, and it, like, he dropped out. I was like, no.
No, wait. Never mind. I don't think it was Berlin. I think it was the London Marathon.
Might have been.
Yeah. I think it was London. Yeah, but he dropped out of that one the day before, and I think it was because he'd had like a calf problem or something.
Yeah.
But I mean, it happens.
It do be.
I want to see them go down.
Watching them go at London, that'd be sick.
Yeah. I mean, who else is pretty crazy at the marathon right now?
I mean, who's the one kid that's been, like, breaking 10K records as, like, a 19-year-old?
Not Joshua Cheptegei, the other dude?
Yeah, the, like, younger one.
Kip Lima.
Yeah, I think he might be able to take it, like, later in his career, honestly.
Didn't he already get the half marathon one or something?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think
he got the world record, but he was a part of, like, the four guys that broke the half marathon record all in the same meet.
Yeah. No, he's pretty crazy. And Joshua Cheptegei, too.
No, he's wicked, bro.
Literally. Dude, and then the women's side has like actually been going kind of crazy too. Wasn't there like a world record like 2 days ago or something?
Was there?
Or no, it was like on Saturday or something. Saturday or Sunday. I don't know. I woke up and like Donda dropped, and then I went on Instagram and like it was all about Donda and then some world record. I don't remember which one, but
imagine getting shadowed by Donda.
Dude, do you guys listen to it?
I listened to a few songs. I haven't listened to the whole album yet.
Loki kind of trash.
I won't say trash. I mean, I think people overhyped it, definitely, but not trash.
Yeah, I think it was like overhyped because of the weight, maybe. I don't know. I only liked like 2.5 songs.
Yeah, same. But they didn't ask for his permission to drop it, and then they dropped it, and he's like, oh no. And then they dropped it the next day anyway.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird.
And then they, like, there was this one song that, like, the first, like, 2 days it came out, it wasn't, like, on. Like, you couldn't click on it or anything on Spotify. I think it was, like, locked or something. But I think it already dropped. Yeah, I don't know. Something about, like, the record label or something not wanting to put that one.
Dang.
Kind of whack.
Ooh.
Bro. You think Jakob Ingebrigtsen will get the world record?
For the mile?
Mile and 15.
I think eventually he might be able, how old is he? He's still like 20, right?
Yeah, I think he's 20.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely has it. Oh, so. Who left? Yeah, he left. I don't know what he's doing. But.
Nah, I think that's he definitely weird. Has it. Honestly, I think Paris 24 is definitely going to take a world record to win it.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, just look at the standard now. It's like kind of crazy.
Dude, I mean, it's
1500 has popped off so much lately.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of Paul Chelimo?
Love that guy.
Dude,
I think he's so great.
I think he's the worst racing strategy. Not the worst racing strategy, but he races like a little baby, dude. Like, if he doesn't get his way, he cries about it.
Dude, do you see him at the trials?
Yeah. Dude. I'm like, dude.
Dude, didn't he, like, turn around and start, like, moving his finger, like, no to Woody Kincaid or whatever?
Yeah, he wouldn't yeah. want him. He didn't want him to get within, like, 2 meters of him.
That was so funny.
And then
at the end.
My guy's big hug at the end.
Yeah, and then at the end, he, like, went all the way to, like, lane 4 or 5.
No, it was, like, lane 6.
Yeah.
So Colt can pass him.
Imagine being Cole Hawker. Cooper Tier just watching them fly out.
Dude. Feels bad. I wish Cooper would have been there.
Dude, that would have been so good.
Yeah, I know. That was sad. And then when Neguse didn't show up for the 1500 and then Ingles like just is thrown out of everything.
Yeah. Kind of wish Ingles is there.
I think he would have done good, honestly.
I think so too.
I don't know. And then Ingles like cuts off his mustache and then does that one race and then thinks he like has the race in the bag and then like doesn't win.
Jordy Beamish.
Dude, that's so gross.
Oh, I watched that race the other day. Like, Jordy Beamish doesn't even look like he's running when he runs. Like, he was just running in the back. And if you look at his form, it looks so smooth compared to everyone else. It's like so weird. And they just, boom, easy kicks the finish.
Yeah, flying.
Dude, his form is like so good. His form is so good. I was watching this, like, it was like, I don't know. It was like a video about like the On team when they were like hearing Scottsdale and stuff. And it was like the coach was like talking about how great his form is, dude. And I was like so annoyed because they were literally training at Chandler. And I'm like, bro, if I still went there, I'd be meeting all these cool swag dudes. Because I'm not even joking. Like all of the pros were going to Chandler and stuff. It's kind of
weird. The Bowerman all went to Chandler for that one meet.
Yeah. Well, I got invited to a meet. I went to one of the meets. It was like Tin Man, some of the Bowerman people, and then some other pros and stuff. I watched like Sinclair Johnson win like the women's 15 or whatever. And I think Winnie Gulati won like the 3K or something. And then some of the Tin Man guys did okay. I don't even remember. But the best thing that came out of that is I peed next to Edward Cheserek, so...
Let's go.
I mean, that's the pinnacle of my life, honestly.
Yeah. You're like, why are you still alive today?
Imagine, what a flex.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't have that good of a flex, so.
Yeah. Another flex. I'm, like, followed by Waleed Silliman, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, wait, you told me that.
Yeah.
Dude. My favorite thing was watching Molly Seidel like just like destroy in the marathon.
Did you see that thing she posted on her Instagram where like she was on a plane and then it came up with like the dude next to her that she ran and then he was like telling her about training tips and it was like all of
yeah.
It was like the article about her.
Oh, what?
It's so funny, dude.
I just thought it was crazy how it was her third marathon ever, and she literally got a bronze medal.
Yeah,
she's like that. And it was like that thing, and she's saying that she was looking up like tips on what to eat before you run a marathon, like the night before the race. I was like, what? You want to tell us a little bit about Frog Pog, so people know about it?
Yeah, I mean, Me and Ava, she goes to Chandler. I don't know if you guys have met her. Have you guys met her?
No, I just know there's someone else because one time I said, "Thanks, man," and then they replied,
"Yeah,
I'm not a man," or something like that. And I was like, "Oh."
Yeah, I saw that. No, okay, so Ava goes to Chandler, and we became really good friends and stuff when I went there. Mm-hmm. And then, so like, we've just been like friends since. And like, I don't know, we're just watching, like, well, I started watching Westfly a lot and like kind of liked what they were doing. And then I jokingly trashed on Tin Man, but I like the stuff they do. And like, I don't know, I kind of just wanted like a cool page to do something.
Yeah.
Cause like Milespit low could be lacking a little bit. Like they couldn't even get Terrence's name right. What's with that?
Not even a little bit. A lot. Not even a little.
There you go. They finally fixed it though.
Did they?
Terrence.
Yeah, when I added him in my story, they fixed it and it was great.
Love that.
Terrence Keys.
How do you mess it up that bad?
Bro, isn't it in their system?
Yeah, it should be.
So bad.
But nah.
Number one, mile split ranking of Arizona, Terrence Keys, or however.
Nah, bro. People will at my Instagram and still spell my name wrong. Like, you can see the at, right? And they will still spell my name wrong when they write whatever they're writing. And I'm like, bro, how do you still mess that up?
That's funny.
Dude, that's just how it is.
No, but you like,
should. Yeah.
Oh, my bad. No, but Frog Pug's like, I don't know. I just kind of wanted to like get the boys together and stuff, kind of build like a team. Like eventually, like I want to like make singlets and stuff and like just run unattached races in it. That'd be kind of cool, and like get some more people to do it.
Yeah.
And, like, kind of just want to build like a team and stuff, and like I don't know, I like want to start working on more stuff, like doing like. Do you know Berte Bob, the dude on like Instagram?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I want to do stuff like that. That stuff's kind of cool.
Toad life.
And then like, yeah, I don't know, it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I like
and then
that.
Like, and then just like build like, I don't know, like I feel like nobody knows who like Terrence Keys is or whatever. Like most people, maybe, I don't know.
I know, but who like, he is.
Yo, really?
I still don't even know who he is, honestly.
That's what I'm saying.
Who's that guy? But nah, like, I don't know. Just building, like, a name, I guess. Like, getting people out there. I guess it's pretty cool. Making more friends. Definitely made more friends from it. And then I think, like...
And to spread the Arizona name. Arizona is, like, dude, we are a good running state. And I feel like Arizona gets no credit.
Exactly. Like, Leo left and then kind of just went downhill.
Yeah. What were we ranked? I know, like, California and Colorado didn't really have a track season at the time when they put the rankings in, but, like, for, like, top performances, wasn't Arizona, like, third or something?
I think so, yeah.
For track?
Something like that, yeah.
I don't know.
No, like, Arizona's honestly, like, actually pretty good at track. There's just no exposure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. I think that's cool. And then I guess, like, colleges, I guess, would like it too. Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but no, I mean, you can make money at college now, so
yeah. I mean, once I go to college, starting the OnlyFans, it's gonna be like pictures of my socks and stuff, so yeah.
Oh, how much are you gonna charge?
I mean, for you guys, it'll be free, but everyone else, maybe like
free
20 a month.
Socks, dude,
yeah, it'll be like sock pictures and. Yeah, I mean, maybe I'll send you guys some socks. But nah. No, I don't know. I think it's like, really, honestly, I'm just doing it for fun. Like, I think it's just pretty cool. Like, meet new people, make more friends, do cool things, I guess. Because, like, for me, like, I don't know. The sport low-key kind of sucks most of the time. So, like, I kind of like to make it fun a little and just mess around. So, I think Frog Pog's a good way to mess around, you know?
Yeah.
But then, like, also get, like, a little cool.
Yeah.
But, nah, I mean, it's going. going all right. Bro, Terrence, less than 24 hours is almost a top post. Sheesh.
Damn. Yo, actually?
Yeah, I think Noah Plaza is number one right now.
Oh, I'm taking that for my boy. That's mine now.
Dude, I thought mine was. And then it, like, stopped getting likes after, like, 3 hours. And I was like, well. I was like, oh, yeah.
Nah, I gotta. Maybe I should, like, buy fake Instagram bots from India or something. And just, like, maybe add, like, 15,000 followers to FrogPog for, like, $50, maybe.
There you go.
I think it'll be a solid way to grow the brand.
Honestly, it's not a bad idea.
No, definitely not. But, nah, honestly, it's just for fun. Like, I think it's pretty cool, I guess.
Yeah, it's cool. No, I like it.
Yeah.
I remember you showing me.
But what's with the whole Runnerama thing? What do you guys want to do with that?
It's going to become better than Milesplit. I mean, it already is. No offense.
Yeah. I mean, you got names right. We got that.
And that's already one thing. And, you know, we have a couple special people coming alongside us. So, you know.
Yeah. Do you ever get those people you told me on the podcast? Special guest?
Not yet. I mean, it's confirmed.
Confirmed.
It's going to happen, but we're just waiting on a time because, you know, somehow we just got like insanely busy during the summer and didn't talk about any of the podcast stuff for a month.
We were so hyped for the summer too. We're like, yo, we can pump out some episodes and this and that. And then we did absolutely nothing.
No,
that's how I was too.
Terrence got to Colorado Springs and then we like didn't talk for a month.
Yeah.
Dude, over the summer I didn't even like train for a month. I was just trashed, honestly.
Really?
Yeah. Like I don't know why. Like it's like pretty much only when I'm running. Maybe it's because I was doing a lot of stuff. Like I was cross training and then I was like biking. I was running like the 55-mile weeks. It was like 55 miles, like 45 most of the time, but some 55-mile weeks. And then I was also like aqua jogging like an hour or two a day, plus like lifting and stuff like every day. And it was like, I don't know. I think I just wasn't eating enough. And then like my stomach low-key got trashed. And like it was so bad. I like just felt like crap all the time.
Yeah. You still got another year too, though. So,
yeah.
You know, plenty of time.
But we'll get there.
At least some of the competition will be wiped off your hands.
Yeah.
It'll clear a lot of room for you. Like
I don't got to worry about you, weenies.
The D1 competition looks like this, dude.
You what?
Dude, there's that one kid. What's his name? I can't remember his name. He was at State. He got like sixth or something. What? He goes to Corona del Sol. What's his name? Tyler Singer, or whatever. I don't know how you say his last name. That kid? That guy's crazy. He's in my class, too.
Huh.
Trying to beat him at State.
You're going to beat him at State, you mean?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, you beat him at State?
Yeah, exactly. No, but, like, realistically, I'm going for it. I mean, junior year, track season this year, trying to go for podium, and then senior year, trying to take the dub.
Yes.
In the mile, we'll see in the 800 because low key, this school don't really give me that much speed work.
here, let's just tell us what you think about your school here on the podcast. I'm just kidding.
Hey, man, we save that for the private messages.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, low key, a little bit sad that. Yeah. Don't go to Chandler anymore because
the thing is, theoretically, you literally went from like a top tier school to, I mean, you can't blame where you go now.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we got the 100 and 200 meter state champ, I think, last year. I mean, pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you should just convert to sprint.
Yeah. I honestly think I might just become a sprinter. Like, I think I'm just a little cracked.
Just a little?
There you go.
Yeah.
Honestly, do 400, 800, bro. I think you can pop off in those events.
Dude, if I get actual speed work, yeah.
Or you can be like Richie Johnson and like do the 100, 200, 400, 800, 16.
Don't forget the 300 meter hurdles.
Yeah.
Actually, the number one time in this division.
Dude, you know what I wish we had here? I wish we had steeplechase. I feel like I'd low-key get kind of cracked at steeplechase.
Dude, that's what I want to do in college. That would be so fun.
Right? It looks so cool. Like, I want to run sometime with wet feet.
Being a pro and doing, like, the 800 and 1500 would be so much fun, too, though.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, though. The bigger tracker events, that's what I want to do. I don't want to really do the steeplechase. Like, it's not – it doesn't seem the most fun to me. Like, I feel like I'd die. I'd trip over every hurdle, do a belly flop into every pool.
Yeah, and also never meeting someone that actually likes racing a 10K. Like, no one actually likes doing that, so –
I mean, steeplechase just looks fun. Like, I just want to do it, but not, like, competitively. Maybe just for fun.
Dude, we could do a donut steeplechase.
Let's do it.
Yo, I'm down. I'm in.
Let's do it.
We'll just get, like, a kiddie pool and then slap some hurdles on there. Or we'll, instead of, like, the water pit jump, we'll just have, like, a slip and slide. Solid, like, 10-meter slip and slide. And then you just got to slide on that and get up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I like
it's going to be a plan. It's got to be a plan.
All right, it's happening.
And then, I don't know, what else? What else should we talk about?
I don't know.
You guys like Josh Kerr? What are you guys' thoughts on Josh Kerr?
Yeah, I love Josh Kerr, bro.
Dude, Josh Kerr is, like, my idol, I think.
He was a surprise. He was a surprise for me.
What? No.
I was surprised. I was genuinely surprised. I feel like he doesn't do as good at the, like, big meets like that.
It's crazy.
I'm going to be honest.
I didn't think he was going to medal.
What? Who do you think was going to medal?
I don't know. Not Kerr.
I definitely got Kerr in my top three, bro.
Did you have Kerr?
Cocker at bronze because I want that would have been so cool.
Yeah.
I low key had Cocker at gold and then chariot.
What?
Uh-huh.
You think chariot like did you guys have chariot above Jakob?
I think I had Jakob getting the silver medal. I don't know who I had even winning it.
No, chariot? Dude, okay. I don't know what chariot's doing. He's fast and all, but why does he lean forward so much?
It's the Kenyan form.
No, it's like a little exaggerated though. Like, not all
of
them run that far forward.
If he can run a mile like 30 seconds faster than me, and I'm like, you know, I can run a mile pretty fast. I don't know. I can't talk bad about him.
True, but like, I don't know. It just looks funny sometimes.
I agree.
No, but I had him with bronze. I wanted I had chariot as bronze. Wait, didn't I just say that? Yeah.
Anyway. You did indeed.
I had him at bronze and then I had Jakob with silver and Josh Kerr with the gold.
Yeah, I mean I don't know why I didn't think Josh Kerr was gonna do good.
You guys notice how half tights dominated the Olympics in the 1500?
I think that was motivated by Terrence Keats.
You think so? Terrence, you wear half tights?
I do during a track, you know. I feel like I had problems with my hamstrings and quads tightening up after practice, so I started wearing tights. And they're just better.
Dude, not even joking, I literally wear them every day to practice, basically. So like I'll occasionally wear split shorts, but like I got a big booty and thick thighs, so like split shorts don't work.
You gotta showcase that whole thing, bro.
Yeah. No, half tights are just like so much more comfortable too.
So what are you gonna wear cross country?
Cross country?
I'm wearing
I don't think the coaches will let me wear half tights.
Yeah.
So I think I'm just going with
the team.
No, but then that's like weird. You gotta pick one. You can't do both.
I feel like it works.
I don't know. Should I start wearing arm sleeves during track?
You what?
You know how hot it was at state, bro? If you wear arm sleeves, I'll legit give you a medal myself.
Like, I'll wear arm sleeves then.
Especially for the 4x8 when it was like 120 degrees.
I'll wear half tights and arm sleeves.
No, not even half tights. You got to wear full tights, bro.
Oh, okay.
Full tights.
Trying to die, bro. With an undershirt and then maybe a, you know, snow hat.
Oh, the NXR beanie. I'll have the NXR beanie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I might pull up with like a Team Uganda Olympic team warm-up kit for the top.
Oh, jeez.
Kenya, dude.
You might cry. You might die.
I might just die. Dude, today I almost died. It was so humid today, and I had that workout. I didn't even do like the full workout. And I honestly never sweat. And I was just dripping. Like, I was just – all my water was gone. And I had track class, like, after practice. Like, it's my first period. Oh, yeah. And we're just – and, dude, just the warm-up killed me. Like, I was just on the floor dying. And the sun started to come out. It was no fun.
Yeah.
And then – so we have this new track class for, like, our thing. Where we're just, like, power training and stuff. And, dude – the coach is so funny. He's always talking about how the only distance we need is 10 meter or 10 yard sprints to get fast. It's all we need. 10 yard sprints.
Does he do drugs or do you believe him?
Dude, I'm convinced he gets everything. Like, I don't know. He just, some of his stuff is a little weird. Like some of the warm up stuff, Loki like already gave me shin splints, which is no fun.
Bro,
did he say 10 yards?
10 yards, dude.
Wow.
10-yard sprints. Today, we upped it a little and went 30 yards. But it was 10 yards acceleration, 10 yards full speed, and then 10 yards slowed down.
For what? For what race?
For track. No, it's just like a track class. He's literally getting us fit for any race, I think.
You're like, all right, I'm going to go test this out. 10K on the track. I'll let you know if it works.
I'm going to go do some... 10-yard sprints, and then I might do an ultra marathon. So, yeah. Catch me doing that.
I mean, I guess if you're, like, a sprinter, 10-yard sprints, like, if you do, like, 20 of them, maybe.
Maybe, dude. I can't even accelerate in 10 yards. Like, I literally need at least 50 yards to accelerate.
I don't think anyone can. It takes the same bowl, like, 80 yards or, like, 80 meters.
Yeah. No, it's just no fun. We're doing like 10-yard dash, like timed and everything. I think I literally got like a 2.8 or something. Wait, no, that's really bad. What did I get?
A what?
I don't know. I think it was like a 2.8.
Oh, huh.
That seems really bad. I don't remember what it was.
I don't know that kind of stuff. So
I added it up, and it was like basically my mile race pace. And I was just like, bruh. And he's all, you're not very fast, but. You looked relaxed, and I was like, bro, what do you want me to do in 10 meters?
That's funny.
And then today we told him how we had a tempo, and he's like, oh, tempos are so easy. And we looked at, like, it was like me and one of the other guys on cross who were, like, talking to him. And he was like, yeah, tempos are just so easy. And we're like, bro, who is this guy?
Was he being serious?
No, he was dead serious. Like, literally dead serious. It was funny.
What is this man like? What's his name?
What?
Let me what's his name, dude?
Hold on. Yeah, what is his name?
What does he look like?
Coach Schmidt. He's like, he's like, you know that one uncle kind of talks about how he like almost went pro in basketball or something, or like in any sport.
So like,
he's like basically that uncle, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see what you mean.
I don't know, but he's something else for sure. But I mean, most of the class, like, I don't know. I guess I'm just down for the lifting part, and like every once in a while, kind of.
At least you get, at least you get a class for that. That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'd rather have that and like waste my time lifting every once in a while than going and doing like Spanish or something.
Exactly. Or some stupid elective.
Yeah. No, I almost took ceramics.
I was gonna say, or like some like art class.
Yeah, no, I took art last year. That was so bad.
Yeah. Cool.
Nah, dude, all my classes this year like kind of okay. I think my favorite class is sports med.
That's cool. Oh, you're in sports med.
Yeah. I gotta learn how to fix myself because I'm always broken for no reason.
Yeah. That's nice. We get like half days if you're a senior. So I get out at like 11:30.
Yeah. No, my school is not gonna do that anymore.
Oh, what?
Literally the year I'm gonna be a senior, so bro. Yeah. That's pretty fun.
Dang.
Is your campus an open campus? Like, do you guys have an open campus?
No, it's totally closed.
Bro.
Wait, by open, do you mean like?
Like you can go out for lunch and stuff.
No, it's closed.
That's whack. This school's campus is also closed. But at Chandler, it was open. And yeah. Like Chandler's like in the middle of downtown, so I'd go anywhere.
Dang, that's
cool. And I wasn't even supposed to because like I was a freshman or whatever. But I had the lunch with the upperclassmen because I was an FFA farmer boy. Oh. So like, yeah, so I had that lunch. And like for a while, like the first couple weeks, I'd only go across the street to like the Little Caesars. And then like after a while, I just was going like a mile away from the school going to get like Bosa donuts all day.
Oh, that's good like workout, like pre-workout food right there. That's
yeah. Cool. Like I'm not even going to lie. Freshman year, like I'd probably go get like 2 bacon, egg and cheese croissants every day. 2 bacon, egg and cheese croissants, 12 donut holes, and then like 3 Dr. Peppers maybe a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, honestly,
that's heavy.
I might become a nutritionist, honestly.
Honestly, nutrition. I think that's what you should teach right there.
I'll get you boys fit, bro.
Yeah, don't you know.
I mean, what do you guys think about dieting and stuff? Like, I mean, I'm for it. Like, I eat healthy most of the time. I don't think freshman year I was eating as healthy as I should have, but I was also a stupid little freshman, so.
I think, yeah, I mean, when I was in middle school, I didn't even care what I ate. I literally ate whatever I wanted to eat. I would just, like, eat food if I was hungry. Like, yeah. not caring at all. But then, like, freshman, sophomore year, I, like, cut off the... Dude, did it break or something?
Dude, I have no clue, bro.
Dude, what happened?
I put my phone down and it just like everything stopped. I was like, oh God, what did I do? What did I do?
You just stopped talking for a quick minute.
Yeah, there's no.
It just broke.
I got no idea, bro. My phone's wilding.
Bro, but anyways, I think diet is like pretty important to a certain point. I mean, at the end of the day, like, I say, if you want donuts and cookies, go eat donuts and cookies. You know?
Yeah. You need at least one cheat day, bro.
But, yeah. You know, I think for me at least, like, I sort of watched, like, freshman year what I was doing. Like, I stopped drinking soda and stuff. And then, like, junior, like, last year to, like, this year is when I've actually started, like, watching what I've been eating, like, putting in my stomach. Like, I'll eat what I want to eat if I'm hungry, but, like, I don't know. Once you build a habit of eating good food, you don't want to eat bad food, you know?
Yeah, no, definitely.
I don't know. Like, sometimes I'll have, like, ice cream and stuff, but
yeah,
like, that's rarely ever.
No, honestly, like, when it's during the season, I'll I'm just training and stuff, I'll eat, like, healthy pretty much the whole week. Like, I don't really eat chips anymore, and, like, I haven't been eating chips for a minute now. And, like, I drink soda, like, pretty much, like, once a week maybe. And, like, it's pretty much only, like, on Saturday after my long run is when I'll have stuff. And then, like, Sunday I can't do anything because I have, like, practice on Monday and stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll pretty much only eat, like, some unhealthy stuff, like, once a week. And, like, even for a while, like, dude, like, I wasn't eating any chips. I wasn't eating anything. And, like, dude, I ate, like, chips one time. I felt so bad after. It's just no good.
I know. Yeah, that's my problem. Thing. Like, now, like, I'll eat – now if I ever eat – now that I've eaten good, if I ever eat something, like, somewhat bad before a run, like, within 12 hours before, it totally destroys me.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a lot easier to eat good food when there's a reason for it. Like, what I'm working towards, like, it makes it a lot more motivating and it, like, I don't know, even mentally, like – it just makes you feel better about it, like running, like, oh, I can do this. I prepared for this. Everything's easy now.
Yeah. Cause I mean, at the end of the day, it's really all about the small stuff. And, like, you know, there's like that thing. It's like, look good, run good or whatever, but like you got to eat good to run good too.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't know.
I definitely believe in like, you definitely should try eating like it, but like you said, like eating like some, like a donut every once in a while, it's not going to kill you. But like if you're eating like a donut for breakfast every morning or like you're drinking soda like every day, yeah, that's not going to help. Like that's, it's definitely not, that'll definitely alter your like performance, I feel like.
Yeah, because I mean, there's like really no benefit to it.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what's funny? Freshman year when I went to Chandler, we'd go on long runs and you know Tumbleweed Park, right? Like where the thing is, like the races. Mm-hmm. So we go on a long run and we go down this trail. I'm not sure how many miles down the trail it is, but there's like a Circle K and we'd always stop there to like go to the bathroom and stuff. And right, I'd bring my card and I would get like a Gatorade and a donut and eat it while I was running.
Jeez. I don't know. I think Gatorade, honestly, I don't think it's that bad. Like,
really? Yeah, a lot of people are like, oh my God, it's so bad. There's so much sugar and stuff. I'm like,
no, exactly.
But, pretty good.
No, but it's actually kind of good for you. If you think, like, after a hot, like, run, like, it's so much better than not drinking. Like, you're better off drinking Gatorade than you are drinking, like, water right after, like, a hard workout or something. Because it, like, it still has electrolytes, like, has, like, salt and everything you need.
Yeah.
There is sugar, but you need sugar. Like, sugar's good for you, too. It's not all bad.
No, yeah.
You definitely need sugar. So, I mean, I don't think Gatorade's that bad, honestly.
No, I think Gatorade's pretty good.
Drinking, like, if you drink as much Gatorade as you do water, that's probably not good. But, like, drinking Gatorade after, like, a hard run or something, dude, like, that's good.
I think drinking Gatorade, like, for, like, moderately, like, maybe just for, like, performance, like, after, like, a long run or, like, after, like, a run or something, I think is good. But if you're just, like, drinking Gatorade, like, instead of water all day, then that's
Like, exactly. Bad. Or if you're, like, forcing yourself to drink it. Like, if your body doesn't want it, like, don't drink it. Like, if you're drinking a Gatorade and you can just chug it, like, you should definitely be drinking it. But, like,
yeah,
drinking it as, like, your drink for the day, probably not good.
Nah. I mean, lately, like, it's been so humid over here. So, like, and I'm just, like, dripping. Like, dude, I'm not even lying. Like, I literally never sweat. Like, during track and stuff, we'll be, like, outside, and I'll, like, never really sweat during, like, workouts and stuff. But, like, now it's just ridiculously humid, dude, and I lose, like, so much water and stuff. So, right after, I'll be getting, like, Gatorades and stuff.
Yeah, I talked to my teammate about that earlier in the season. But, like, that was even before it was humid. I was, like, it's also, like, I don't know, like, I weigh a lot more than I used to when I run, and I used to not sweat at all, but I sweat a lot more now.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's just because, like, when you gain weight, like, you automatically sweat more.
Yeah.
And by gain weight, I don't mean, like, that noticeable, but, like, enough to where, like, your body mass, like, it doesn't take the heat as well.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you guys cut?
What? So.
Me?
I don't know. Where's Terrence, dude?
Yeah.
I'm right here.
What do you think about all this, Terrence?
What do you want me to think about?
Gatorade. Yeah.
Nutrition, dude.
Nutrition?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty new to this diet thing. I kind of started, like, this summer. The rest of my life, I really did not, you know, care as much. Like, I just started monitoring my diet. Not really, but I'll eat oatmeal in the morning. And then, like, a sandwich in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Because I've over summer, I really, like, didn't eat. Like, I really starved myself because I just wasn't hungry and I didn't really get that much sleep. And it wasn't good. So I started, like, focusing diet. And I've been eating pretty good, you know? I make myself this goated sandwich most of the time on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I got some avocados, some eggs, and tomatoes. Oh, my God. The best thing ever. I'm about to, like, post a tutorial on my Instagram, bro.
That's so good right now.
But yeah, and then my parents usually make something really good for dinner, so I actually got a really good thing going on right now, and I'm pretty happy with the diet.
That's good. What about,
I just know,
I see what you're saying. You got more to say?
Yeah, I mean, so I prefer to, like, it's kind of what, like, Nico Young does, or most pro athletes. And then there's this dietitian that I researched and was pretty cool. And it's just about like putting natural foods in your body. So like just natural protein or natural whatever. And then also smoothies. Not the most natural thing, like what I was saying, but they're good. Okay.
They're actually like, really switching up.
Oh, smoothies be smacking, bro.
No, they're actually super. I mean, literally just some fruit in like juice or something. Like, it's really good for recovery. Like,
yeah,
helps your body recover really well. But like,
what do you
guys think of like extra, like working, like lifting? You guys doing that kind of stuff?
Yeah, dude, lifting actually like helps a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you don't even have to be like going and doing like weights and crap. Like, honestly, just like doing like body weight stuff would actually get you pretty fit.
Well, I just remember doing that. Yeah.
I do like half body weight and half weights when I go to the gym.
Yeah.
I go to the gym like 3 times a week, and I feel like, bro, I haven't ran as much as I have been. Like, my mileage slowed down a little bit, but like I feel so much stronger and so much better about myself.
Yeah. Well, I feel like it also helps, like, just like with all the like tiny little things, because during track, or not during, but like off season track last year, I started lifting, and then like I feel like it helps a lot, like with your arms, just like that. Your arms alone are so like crucial when you're running. Like, it doesn't seem like it, but they are.
Yeah, not for sure. All that stuff's honestly pretty important. Like, if you think about it, like all the pros, all the collegiate guys are lifting and stuff. So it's like, it's definitely doing something.
Well, exactly.
Exactly.
But no, I mean, I don't go and lift crazy. I just do like a lot of reps, really low weight. And I mean, that helps.
Yeah.
It's better than just doing nothing. Like, I could literally just come home and like eat donuts and sleep all day.
But that's what I'm saying. It's just as easy to go work out for half hour as it is to sit around for a half hour. I don't know.
Exactly. You guys do any aqua jogging? You guys done that before?
No, because I don't have access to any, but, or I mean, I have my pool, but it's only like 5 feet, so.
Dude, that's what I do. I do it in 5 feet.
How do you do that?
Bro, I'm like 5'8". Basically, just my head sticks out, bro. I just run around. I just run around.
Dude, my pool
is a floating head.
It like shreds your feet though. Like,
what? No, yeah, no, it'll trash your feet for a little bit, but I run barefoot a lot, so my feet don't get as bad.
Oh, so, okay.
I don't know. Nah, but it definitely helps get fit. Like, honestly, you should just try it. Like, try like maybe 20-30 minutes for like a week.
Yeah.
It actually kind of helps, especially after workouts. Like, I do it the days, I'll go like longer days of workouts, like an hour and a half instead of an hour, and like the next day, dude, my legs will feel so fresh.
I just know one thing about running, though, is like the cool part about it is like someone can't just look up like the best running tips and then like it'll work, because I like everyone, like, I don't know, personally to me, like biking for cross training makes it so much harder. And then like, but some people cross training, like biking for cross training is like the best solution for them. So, I mean, like, different everyone is like weird.
But yeah, no, isn't it crazy?
I don't know, because like some plans, like they're really good for some people, but then like for me, like sometimes like that plan doesn't work at all.
Yeah,
it's just cool.
Nah, I think that all honestly comes down to like genetics and just like your body and stuff.
Well, yeah, that's part of running, like, your own body. Like,
yeah,
you kind of have to do it. You kind of have to figure it out yourself. That's kind of part of what like running is.
Yeah. Did I tell you guys, like, before track, I was, like, training myself for a minute?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, dude. Like, it was all just trial and error, honestly. And, like, I, like, towards, like, the end of it, like, I was really just figuring out what, like, was working for me. And, like, dude, I was, like, trying biking and stuff. Biking's, like, okay, but, like, felt like my legs were, like, more tired and stuff. And I started aqua jogging, dude. I was getting so much fitness, like, really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's boring, dude. It's the worst thing ever, because, like, I can't have my AirPods in, and, like, I don't want to be blasting music, so it's, like,
yeah,
just kind of sitting there, like, singing the same 10 seconds of a song for an hour.
I hate it.
Yes, sir.
So bad.
Terrence, can you give an example of your...
Right now?
Yeah, just give us a little.
Low-key, industry, baby, not going to lie.
Oh, okay, okay.
What kind of music do you listen to, Terrence?
What kind of music?
Such a random question.
Yeah. I listen to legit anything. So, like, I will listen to Brenton Wood, Me and You. Yeah. That is a older song. I don't know if you know what it is. Oh, I will listen to... Yeah?
Yes, dude. Well, do you like 80s music, too? Like,
yeah. Or like, so I like every kind of music, I swear.
Yeah.
I like rock, I like country, I like rap, I like 80s, I like 60s. I will listen to anything you put in front of me.
What about Lil Nas X?
Bro, that's my favorite song right now. Industry, baby.
I know, I was saying, what about him?
What about him? I don't care. He makes music, right? He makes good music, too.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, what about him, though?
I think he's pretty good.
What, are you trying to get something from me? I just like his music, bro.
Yeah, I'm trying to get some from you. Like, what about his music?
It's
what do you like?
Yeah, I like how it sounds. You know?
Yeah, the beat.
Yeah, the beat it hits different, especially with Jack Harlow. Like, right. Popped in that verse. Oh my goodness, bro! It's going on my story tomorrow.
It better.
I'm telling you, bro. I was thinking about it this morning. I heard it in the car. Like, I was bumping it full volume, full, bro. And then he came up with the verse, and I, like, listened to it for the first time, like, actually listened to it. I'm like, yo, these lyrics resonate. So when you hear it tomorrow on my story, just look at the lyrics, okay?
All right.
You know what you should do? You should post that secret sandwich and have that song playing.
Oh, you want to bet?
Yeah, do it.
I actually have a picture of it. Oh, it's so good. It looks good. All right, bet. I got y'all.
You better.
Who's your guys' like, I don't know, who's your like favorite coach? Like, not like your personal coach, like team coach and stuff, but like, who do you think is kind of a cool coach? Like, running wise.
I have no idea.
Sure. I'm going to have to go with the GOAT, Alberto Salazar.
I mean, I don't know. It's hard to, like, choose a favorite because, I don't know. Because every coach is so different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
I think Alberto Salazar stuff's, like, pretty cool. Like, I don't know. I like the way he trains his guys. But, like, I also like Danny Mackey. That guy is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then Dathan Ritzenhain. That guy's kind of
crazy. Yeah. On running?
Yeah. Dude, the on running team is pop.
No, dude, they're going to be really good. Yeah, they're getting really – I mean, they're not that old either. So, I mean, yeah, they're going to be.
Dude, they're all young.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
It really is, though.
Well, like, they did, like, really good at the trials and everything, too.
Yeah. And then they had a bunch of people at the Olympics, or a good chunk of people at the Olympics, too, so.
It was half their team, I think. And then they had, like, 8 people.
Yeah.
What's weird is they had people run that I had no idea who they were. If I'm being honest, the only one I know from on is like Joe Klecker.
Nah, bro. Lily O'Hare. Morgan McDonald, who just joined.
Okay,
that's you got Carlos Villarreal, who is actually the Arizona record hurdle holder in the 16, I think. And then you got Gordy Beamish, the NAU. I've watched his 2019. NCAA indoor mile, but I've watched that race so many times, bro. Like, on running is legit a crew of my heroes.
No, on running is definitely actually really good. Like,
yeah,
dude, I'm like trying to think of the one lady's name that I like.
I don't know. I think we might be thinking of the same person.
She's like the blonde lady. You know which one?
I'm trying to think.
There's like mostly blonde ladies, I think, on the team.
There's a trend. I don't know.
Oh, Alicia Monson, dude. I don't know. She's pretty cool. She seems pretty cool.
Alicia Monson. Oh. Would you guys run for on?
Hmm?
Would you guys run for on?
Yeah, I go to Veron, bro.
Dude, heck I want Veron shoes, but I don't know anyone who's had them, and like, I want to risk it.
Yeah.
I don't care, bro.
If you could
people run, that work there, run, I think it'd just be so much fun.
If you could run for one, like, track club or company, who would it be?
Can it also be stuff in the past?
I don't know.
Yes.
Whatever you want.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe, like, I think in the past, maybe Oregon Project.
Yeah. Oh.
Present, definitely going to have to go. I don't know. Maybe, like.
I'd go with On Running, but I'd wear Nike shoes.
Yeah, I think On's pretty good. Maybe Westfly. Maybe I'll sign the Westfly.
Hey. Might have to sign the Frog Pog.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just run professionally for Frog Pog track and field.
Let's do it. Let's.
Hey, yeah, talking about diet, though, I have honeycombs in my room at all times. I think that's a fun fact you should know about me.
They're so good, dude. Dude, now, now I want
honeycombs.
I might go get some.
Yo, I got some. Hold up. I can give you a little ASMR real fast. And then we should probably end this because I think it's my bedtime, bro.
Yeah, same. I need to go to bed, too.
Ready?
I
should
go into bed early. I literally go to bed like at 11, guys. And wake up at 3:30.
When you live around, like an hour away from your school, and you have to wake up and be at practice by 5, I legit have to be up by 4 a.m.
Oh.
I'm up at 3:30 because I got to eat some bread and drink water. If not, I'll die.
For your bronchitis?
Yeah, for my bronchitis. Bro, Jason.
Oh, I think we have
Jason, how far is your school from here? Isn't it like 20 minutes from me?
It might be 20 minutes, not even.
Bro, when are we going to run together? We
should go to like. Why did we not run together?
I don't know. We should run at that, what's it called? It's like Dove Valley something. It's like a little mountain.
Oh,
I think it's like halfway. Black Mountain? Something like that. I don't know. I just go to places. I don't know what they're called.
Dude, I got so many routes out here if you want to come run.
True. I got a like pretty cool mountain by my house. Like literally like right behind it. That one's pretty cool.
Yeah. I think I know what you're talking
about. We should definitely do something then.
Yeah, for sure.
Because everyone else is like so far, dude.
I know.
It's so annoying.
I'm far from everyone. Like, dude, just to go do that donut mile, I drove, 50 minutes?
Hey.
It was so worth it, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you guys want to start finishing this off?
Yeah, wait, what?
Yeah.
Terrence was going to say something, but...
Oh, yeah.
My fault. Was I?
I don't know. Were you?
Are you?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Something about school or waking up early or something.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure I already said what I was going to say.
Yeah. All right.
I live 40 minutes away from my school.
Really? I live, like, I think 10 minutes away from my school.
So you have... Wait, Terrence, you have practice in the morning, too?
Yeah. Half the week will be in the morning, half the week. Yeah.
Same. That's what we're like. And people think my...
Nah, you're chilling.
Wait, you guys have half of the week, like, in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Well, dude, I wish we did that, because, like, dude, I'm not even going to lie. Like, in middle school, my coach did not care. He'd have us running in 110-degree weather. And, like, dude. It low-key was, like, pretty good. Like, the heat didn't really bother me. And, like, now we don't really train in, like, the afternoons during cross country.
I know.
And as soon as I get a little bit of, like, heat, I'm kind of dead now.
Dude, I just still think it's crazy how we race in, like, 120 degrees at state for track. If I had to do that now, I would probably die. Knowing that I'd feel like it's hot when it's 75 or 80 degrees in the morning.
Yeah. Like, dude. Let's close this off. But did I tell you guys about how – okay, you know how I didn't qualify for state, right? Because, like, my season low-key ended a little early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I tell you guys how I still ran at state in the 4x4?
You did?
Hey.
Yeah. Oh. So our anchor leg, he like, pulled his hamstring or something. And the coach was like, bro, we need someone to do it. I was there, had just finished the whole pizza, 32 ounces Dr. Pepper because I was just there to watch. Ooh. I was just there to watch, you know. It was like 30 minutes before the gun went off, and he's like, bro, you want to do it? And I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And like, I didn't have a uniform. I got some uniform from a random kid. Like, the singlet was from some other kid, like singlet and shorts, two different kids. I didn't have trainers. I didn't have spikes. I went and got trainers. I went and got trainers from my friend at Chandler and then spikes from another friend at Chandler. I warmed up a little bit, got ready. I was like actually starting to throw up during the warm up. And then I get to the line. I'm over here stressing like, damn, I'm in the 4x4. Haven't ran in like a week and a half.
Was it like prelims or what?
No, it was the final.
Oh, wait, what were you guys ranked?
Never mind. It was the semifinal. My fault. Yeah, the semifinal. That's my bad.
So how did it go? I'm curious.
I think we got last.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of my fault. I think all the guys did like pretty good. And then, dude, I like got to, it was like my turn, got the baton. I felt like I was zooming. I was just, dude, in my head, I was like, literally in my head, I thought I was dropping like a 42-second 400 or something.
Whoa.
Ended up coming with like a 58-second or something. Someone told me 58. Someone told me 60. We'll go with 58. And like,
yeah.
I threw up That's 42 good. Times that day. I'm still wow, waiting. Counted. For someone, I'm still waiting for someone to like refund me for my pizza. Like all of that was just gone.
Oh, dude, that's
dude, that's that was experience. The worst thing like ever. But it was pretty fun. Like, I mean, at least I went and ran at state. Wasn't what I wanted, but I mean, it's whatever.
Yeah, of course.
And then we went to go eat after, and like, dude, I downed like 8 pancakes at like Denny's or whatever. And then after I left, I was like, because it was on the team, after I left I was like, damn, I should have ordered like 3 steaks, bro.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know if you guys want to end it with that, we can end it with that.
I like that.
Oh,
I like
I've been more than welcome.
Yeah,
that's the best ending we've ever had.
It is. I mean, that's probably the most entertaining dude.
Yeah,
I mean, Leo Dodgeball told us some pretty cool stuff, but you know,
about his teammate fish in the toilet for a dying nice little piece of unclog the toilet. Oh, engraved in my memory forever. But yeah, I think we're gonna end with that. That was a pretty good episode. That's what we probably had in the last month because we haven't uploaded in a month, but it was still a solid video. And then yeah, I think we'll see y'all later. Peace out.
Yeah. Boom. All right, see ya, boys.
See you too.